Hello, my name is Samantha Podizak, and I'll be your host for today's episode of Podcast History 105. Today, we will travel to Germany in an attempt to further uncover the true working lifestyle during the Industrial Revolution. In our episode, we will be analyzing the Iron Rolling Mill, a painting by Adolf von Menzel that was completed in 1875. This oil-on-canvas painting, which measures at 158 centimeters by 254 centimeters, is now stationed in the Alt National Gallery in the Museum zu Berlin. Its dark and ominous colors, coupled with the almost tragic depiction of the average workday, really brings to life the phrase, "A picture is worth a thousand words." This painting portrays the stark reality of working conditions during the Industrial Revolution. While looking at the painting, the viewer is transported through the different parts of the workday. Some men are surrounded by bright flames as they heat and mold the iron in the center of the picture. Others are seen on the left side washing themselves after the end of their shift. After further investigation, you can also see a woman bringing bread to men who are on their, no doubt, very short lunch break. All of these scenes are completed with a dark overcast and dim shadows. This painting accurately portrays factory life. The work zones were always dark, with little natural light to brighten the area. The machines were large and put close together. Parts of the machines were regularly left exposed and unprotected. Furthermore, the factories were dusty and dingy, which often led to illnesses such as lung disease. It is no secret that working conditions during this time period were brutal, but today we will take a closer look. The working class during the Industrial Revolution made up 80% of society. Despite being the majority, those who were working had little to no power when determining anything with their employers. A need for work by the lower class citizens allowed those in higher up positions to set all the terms for the job at hand. This meant low pay, long hours, and brutal conditions. Workdays were somewhere between 10 to 14 hours, 6 days a week. There were no paid vacations or holidays, and in iron factories, such as the one in the painting, hazardous work zones allowed for temperatures up to 130 degrees due to the iron rolling process. Not surprisingly, accidents occurred frequently, and when they did, that person was often fired with no compensation, and a new employee was hired to fill their place. As seen in the painting, the process of the iron mill was nothing short of chaotic. Many men are surrounding a wide open flame while attempting to mold the iron with an array of sharp tools. Life in the factories was dangerous. However, life was not much better for those who were unemployed. For many people, employment was difficult to find since their skills may have included hand weaving, which, at the time, was unnecessary due to the newfound efficiency of machinery. Many families had no choice but to send their children to work in factories. Despite their young age, all children were held to the same expectations as their adult counterparts. They worked the same amount of hours, but were often paid less. Furthermore, employees expected children to use their small hands to fix the hard-to-reach areas of machines. This often led to serious injury or even death. The treatment of children in factories was cruel and unusual. Children were often beaten and verbally abused for not meeting their quota, or for being late to work by only a minute or two. Since children were working, many were unable to attend school. Additionally, lack of education combined with no outdoor activities and sunlight caused many problems for children. These included deformities in legs and bones, which led to physical complications further along in life. It was not unusual for orphans to work in the factories. Normally, they were paid nothing at all, as employers justified their lack of pay with providing the children inadequate clothing, food, and shelter. As time progressed, the ethicality of child labor was brought into question. For obvious reasons, employers were strong advocates for child labor, as were parents who were desperately needed the income. However, after much discussion, conditions slowly began improving with the Factory Act of 1833. This limited the number of hours children of certain ages could work. Those under the age of 9 were not allowed to work at all, and all children were expected to attend school for no less than 2 hours a day. Government officials were put in place to ensure laws were being followed. The work environment in the factories was abysmal. Living conditions due to the new industrial environment plummeted, and there was little employees could do to fix it. Living conditions during the Industrial Revolution were at the opposite ends of the spectrum. Company owners and those in higher up positions found themselves living a life full of splendor and wealth. However, those who were working class citizens struggled to live above the poverty line. Now, to tell us more about the living conditions during the time is historian and expert Chris Sutka.
Poor civilians usually lived in cramped apartments within the city. On average, 6 to 9 people were squeezed into one-room apartments. This was a major cause for the spread of disease. Living in such close quarters caused major health and sanitation issues. Garbage filled the streets, and there were no sanitation codes. Home-shared toilet facilities and open sewers were a common occurrence. Moreover, people were susceptible to pathologies due to constant dampness. Tuberculosis, lung disease, cholera, and typhoid were a few of the syndromes that plagued the population.
Needless to say, life during the Industrial Revolution was not easy for the working class. As our painting shows, factories were crowded, dirty, and dangerous. The dark overlay and ominous shadows speak to the nature not only in the factories, but also to life outside of the factories. In the end, Menzel's painting encapsulates the downheartedness of the urban masses through his dreary depiction of the Industrial Revolution workforce. Thank you for tuning in for today's episode of podcast, History 105, and a special thank you to our guest, Chris Sutka. Tune in next week when we will travel all the way to France to learn more about the Musée du Corps.